but T-Rex is acting alone.
Probably the only way a T-Rex could successfully and safely bring down Triceratops is by having at least one other individual, Tyrannosaur, that would ambush it from the back while the one in front is keeping the attention of the Triceratops.
Working as a team, the ultimate carnivore delivers a killing blow. For the T-Rex, it's a veritable feast. This battle plays out over and over again, sparking evolutionary changes in carnivores, which in turn challenges plant eaters.
You can look at it as sort of almost an arms race between the herbivores and the carnivores. And the herbivores protect themselves. The carnivores changed in order to attack and be able to have enough power to kill the herbivores.
The arms race between predator and prey continues for millions of years. Carnivores developed some of the most effective killing tools seen in Earth's history. Prehistoric plant eaters evolved defenses simply unmatched today. Parasaurolophus with a call so powerful it's a dangerous weapon. Sauroposeidon, bigger than any land creature we'll ever see. Ankylosaurus, with a club for a tail and armor built like a bulletproof vest. And Triceratops, the big bruiser with a skull strong enough to stop the jaws of a T-Rex.
All these Cretaceous plant eaters with their complicated apparatus, they're all much more sophisticated. So we're beginning to understand that we woefully underestimated the inner and outer life of the veggie soil.
Plant-eating dinosaurs became incredibly tough to survive from the Jurassic period to the Cretaceous, more than 165 million years. Even today, the battle between herbivores and carnivores rages on. But it's this brutal war for survival and constant adaptation that has created the incredible natural world that we live in today.